Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Tea Time with Madame Butterfly. And today I'm back to tea leaf reading, which is, of course, my first love. I actually started reading tea leaves only a couple of years ago. I had been reading tarot since I was about 13 years old when I got my very first deck. And came to tea leaf reading a little bit later in life, which is kind of strange because I am English. So tea time and having cups of tea was a part of my life, you know, for all those years that I lived in England. And I spoke before about the house I grew up in. My granny owned a beautiful big nursing home in the north of England called the Blackpool Nursing Home. And I spent some of my childhood there, even in fact my early childhood. And of course, we used to serve tea with the cups and saucers and all the traditional fine bone china. And so it was really, you know, very much a part of tradition. I don't really remember anybody reading the tea leaves, though. And yet one thinks that this is really quite an English thing. But if you look at the history of tea leaf reading, which is also, by the way, known as tassiography, or tassiomancy, and the first inklings of Western tassiography can be traced to medieval European fortune tellers who originally would have been developing their readings from splatters of wax, lead, and other molten substances. And then this evolved into tea leaf reading in the 17th century, a short time after the Dutch merchants came and introduced tea to Europe through the trade routes to China. Now, Scotland, Ireland, Wales, England, they've all produced a number of practitioners and authors on the subject. And, of course, English potteries have crafted many elaborate teacup sets specifically designed and decorated to aid in fortune telling. Also, of course, cultures of the Middle East that have traditionally practiced divination in this fashion would have used leftover coffee grounds from Turkish coffee or Greek coffee turned over onto a plate. In terms of, you know, the kind of cup that you would use, many people prefer a simple white cup for tea leaf reading. There's also traditions concerning the positional placement of the leaves in the cup. And some people do find it easier to work with marked cups. I've never had one of those cups or used one. So I just like to use a cup that's nice with a rounded shape, fairly, blank on the inside, not too many flowers or patterns, and just something that you find you feel happy to use. You know, some of the patterns will have energies, so it's whatever you're drawn to. But the beautiful fortune-telling cups that you can find on eBay, some of them are absolutely gorgeous. There's Zodiac cups and saucers, and then there's some that have, you know, different things inside that would give you a clue as to what might be the fortune of that person you're reading, such as images of, you know, money, four-leaf clover for luck, and so on. I read the cup from the handle being held towards your heart. To the right, around the sides of the cup, is the year going from the right, so counterclockwise. So at across from the handle would be 6 months from now, and then when you get back to the handle, you're looking at the full year. Then I look into the bottom, and that's a year or two ahead. And I kind of, you know, use my own judgment. Some of it is very much intuitive. So you will see, you know, an image sometimes that might strike you. And it may be in a spot where, it, you know, doesn't necessarily mean this is going to happen exactly in 6 months or 3 months from now, but that this is the message of this cup. So sometimes you'll see a cup with one strong message, and you'll know right away that this is the main message of this cup. So although we do use, you know, guidelines, what we use more than anything else is our intuition. So I hope you will pour yourself a cup of tea, and we're going to go to a lovely piece of music called Night's Tale by Dexter Britton. And when we come back, have your cup of tea, and we'll talk some more about tea leaf readings.
Thank you.
Hi there, and we're back. And we're talking today about tea leaf readings. And so if anybody has any questions, please feel free to call in. And we can even maybe do a little teacup reading if you have your cup of tea with you. I'm drinking a nice cup of tea right now. I prefer red rose tea, and I generally use the bags, and I'll break open the bag and use one bag for two small cups of tea with the cups and saucers. So, yeah, back to the history of teacup reading and how it all began. So, the Dutch merchants brought the tea to Europe in the 17th century. And at that point, England implemented the Tea Act, which restricted access to this beautiful beverage to the upper classes. This was soon remedied by a Scottish botanist, Robert Fortune, who lived between 1812 and 1880. And what he did is he smuggled tea plants to Scotland, and this allowed even the lower classes to be able to start drinking tea on a regular basis. And so back in the day, reading teacups was known as throwing cups. And there's many historical texts which actually refer to historical messages about reading the tea leaf. So it's believed it was, you know, most likely begun in the Victorian era after the tea was finally brought to England from China as well, making it much more accessible to everybody. After that, tea parlors became quite popular in the 1800s. The nomadic Romani gypsies were performing readings in tea parlors all over Europe. And then following the First World War, it became common for women in the United States to open their own tea parlors, selling late lunches and offering readings to interested customers after a meal. We can see depictions of tea leaf reading in modern literature movies such as Harry Potter and The Prisoner of Azkaban. There was a time in that story where the Professor Trelawney saw the number of omens in Harry's cup. And it's indeed true, professional tea readers can see similar images just as vividly. However, most assure that readings contain only positive magic, and that's absolutely true. And I really do find that there is a very magical element to reading the teacups. You know, you really do feel that energy of some influence in the cup, whether it's your guides or your angels. There's certainly something going on. I can tell you, there's images I will never forget having seen in a teacup. One in particular was a beautiful fairy sitting at the bottom of the cup, and she was just so exquisite. The wings, the striations on the wings were so finely drawn. She was so beautiful, I actually turned the cup so that the lady whose cup it was could see the fairy. Now, sometimes people will be able to see what I can see, and sometimes they won't. But in this case, she did, and she actually gasped out loud because she couldn't believe it, that this beautiful image had appeared in the bottom of her cup. Other things that I've seen, just bizarre things that I've learned, you know, just tell what you see, just describe what you're seeing, because even though it may make no sense whatsoever to me, it very well may make some sense to the person who I am reading. A couple of little examples. I saw an image of a bed, and the bed was being literally turned upright. The person in the bed was being sort of flung out of the bed. So I described this, and actually the question that the lady had was about whether or not her daughter, who had been in a depression and was in her bed, literally would ever get out of it. So, you know, we could say that surely in 2-3 months she was going to be getting out of that bed. You know, so it's really very much an intuitive thing. I always before I do any reading, I ask for the spirit guides and the guardian angels to come and be present. And I always tell everybody, you know, as you're sipping your tea, think about your questions, think about your life, and think about what would you like to see happen in the future. Because we need to be putting some of that positive projection for the future into the cup as well as we're taking our sips. So cheers, everybody, and I'm just going to take a nice sip of my lovely tea here. That's delicious. And I'm going to go now to the phone lines, and we're going to go to the 914 area code and see if we can answer your questions. And hi there.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm so excited that you're taking my call. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Catherine. And whereabouts are you located?
I'm in New York.
Okay, great. Hi, New York. I'm in Canada, and I just I'm just north of Toronto, about an hour north. So, yeah, how's your weather? Probably a little bit chilly now, right?
Yeah,
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I love Canada.
Mm. Yes, yeah. I know it's beautiful. So do you have a question today, Catherine, about tea leaf reading?
I have a question, and I actually have a story, because I had it done, the pleasure of having one done before when I was visiting in California. It was the first time I had one done, and it was stunningly accurate.
Yes.
Stunningly.
It can be unbelievable.
Yeah.
For me, that's where I read tarot and fairy cards. When I do a reading, I start with the fairy cards because they always go to the present moment, what's going on with this person's life. And I always end with the teacup. And that's where I really get my future predictions, my visions, if you will. And they're just so accurate, even down to, I don't usually see death in the cup, but I did have a lady come back to me last week, and she told me I had predicted her mom's death down to the day in the teacup about 18 months ago. And her mom wasn't even ill, but she was elderly. And I've only seen death about 4 times in the cup, but it's always people that we kind of know they're going soon, you know. So I think I'm just given that time to prepare for the family message. But yeah, it's shocking sometimes how accurate the teacups are.
Yes. It was quite bizarre. It was accurate and quite bizarre. I have a regular question too, if you don't mind.
Thank you.
I was wondering if I should contact this person. His name begins with a K. If I should contact him this week for work,
Okay. So I'm actually going to just consult for this question with my lovely little tarot deck I have sitting here, which is my King Arthur deck, because I'm not quite ready to drink the tea. Do the tea leaf reading yet, because I'm still drinking it. But I had my little deck ready just in case we had some questions here. Interestingly enough, the letter K came through for me the other day. So it's kind of when you said the letter K, and I've been getting messages for people a few days early lately.
Yeah,
it's happened a couple of times in a very strange way. One lady I was doing a reading for, somebody came in by the name of Ruth, an older woman, and I thought, no, this isn't for this lady. But I told her anyway, and I said, I don't think she's for you, but she wasn't. Later on, I went to an event, and somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, I think you have a message for me. Well, I was just about to have an alcoholic beverage. I'd had a couple of sips, and I never do any readings if I've had a drink, you know? So I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I will not be able to give you a message today. I'm, you know, just relaxing now. I've had a little drink. And she said, oh, I'm disappointed. I thought that hopefully I could talk to my mom. And the lady over there said, you're a medium and that you'd had some message. I said, I am a medium, but it must have been somebody else that had a message. Well, anyway, she said, oh, well, I'd hoped, you know, to talk to my mom. And I said, well, actually, a lady did come through earlier today, and her name was Ruth. She said, well, that's my mom. we got the message for her. And I thought, how funny. Spirit knows, you know, what we're going to be doing later. Spirit knew that I wasn't going to be able to connect later. So she came in early. So maybe the K that I had a couple days ago was coming in for you. The card that I've... Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. An interesting card has... really come up with your answer, and this is the moon. The moon means overcome any fears that are holding you back. Trust your intuition. So to me, this is definitely saying go for it. Because you just got to overcome those fears that are holding you back. And if your intuition is saying, should I do that call? I think it's saying yes. Yes. Just overcome those fears.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
And what have you got to lose? Sometimes we have to ask ourselves that. What have we got to lose? You know, is it for a job that you're hoping to get?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. And is this like a follow-up call? Have you had an interview?
Yes, because it. Mhm. It was supposed to happen about 5 years ago. This project.
Okay.
Actually, I can't even believe it's, but yeah, it's taken that long. Because I kind of had to walk away from the team I was with.
Right.
And so now I'm like starting to get, like you said, my courage up, you know, to kind of lead myself, you know, so like, you know, in other words, not using those past people at all and just like working with him more directly. And saying, yes, let's do this in 2018.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's not unusual for projects to take years. Anything worth having or doing, you know, sometimes it takes years to get there, right? So there's obviously something bringing you back to this project, something that's compelling enough that you're feeling drawn to come back and do this thing that was talked about before. Usually that means it's supposed to be done. You know, there's a sense here of some kind of karma even involved with this, I feel. I've also just pulled the Nine of Pentacles here. Nine of Pentacles is a very interesting card, speaking to success. Dreams coming true around finances, but also it's got a deeper meaning. It's about being your true, authentic self. And maybe with this partner, this person that you want to work with, there's a sense of that, that you can truly be yourself together or in some way bring out the best of yourselves, perhaps in working environment, you know. And then we've also got another lovely pentacle here. And pentacles, of course, are the money, you know, suit, or the material suit. And this is the Seven of Pentacles. Now, another very complex card. The meaning of the Seven of Pentacles is do your research. Anything you don't know about what you need to know to do this, start looking into that. Figure out all those things, you know, that you still need to put all the pieces together. So that might be, once you've done that, giving a bit more confidence to go ahead, right, and to reach out. But two pentacles, this is a good sign for prosperity with this endeavor. And the moon is always about courage. The moon is always saying, you know, anything worth doing, there is going to be a little bit of courage required. And sometimes we do just have to bolster that up and say, okay, I'm just going to do it. And I know I'm scared and I'm going to maybe fail or maybe there'll be obstacles, but I just feel I have to do it. So it's a sense with this card too, with the moon card, that in some aspect, this is a calling. In some aspect, there's a challenge around this. It's not easy, and that's because any calling involves courage, passion, determination, and the, you know, willingness to overcome all odds.
Wow. Oh, I love that. It has this sense of fate. Yeah.
It does. Yes, I think this is very much a strong open for you to go forward with this and trust your instincts and don't let any fears hold you back.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank
you're welcome,
you.
Catherine. My pleasure.
If you
and I'm going
second,
to. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, because
I'm going to.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. I'm just so excited to talk to you because of the past. There's a mystery that I have around the tea leaf reading that I got because, like I said, it was like down to the month. Somebody gave me a date of you're going to meet this man, and it's great. She even used the word, like, husband, right? She told
right.
me, like, the month, like, by just, she drank the tea, I just poured the leaves in the cup, and she told me
okay.
the month we were going to meet, like, it was going to be great and everything, and it happened, like, 6 months later to the month of when she said.
Wow.
I went
yeah.
there. We kind of met. We did.
Yeah.
But it was like surrounding circumstances didn't allow us to speak. And I'm just
oh.
like, why?
How long ago was that?
I'm sorry?
How long ago was that?
2014.
Okay, so not that long.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk more about this. You can always send me an email, and we can always communicate or even do a more in-depth reading. I've got all that information up there on the page. Unfortunately,
okay.
I can't go any longer with this because I have 2 minutes left in the show.
Oh,
Catherine, send me an email or friend me on Facebook, and we'll talk some more, okay? And
thank you
so much for calling. I'm here every Monday at the same time, so hopefully you can tune in again. That was lovely to chat.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You're so lovely.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Oh, thank you so much. Talk
thank
to you again
you.
Soon.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So just to finish the show, I'm here on Mondays at 4 o'clock, my time. Some of you, I think it's earlier, but here on Blog Talk Radio with Tea Time. I also do another little show once in a while with my daughter, Emily Devlin, and that's called Night Owls. So you can catch us every once in a while doing that one around 11 o'clock at night. Anybody who would like a more in-depth reading, I'm available on Skype or on any other many forms of media, telephone, internet, and I just love helping people with readings. And it's an absolute pleasure to chat to everybody. I love this venue, and, this show is definitely growing as I'm, learning how to navigate the dashboard and, how this all works. So please bear with me, and thank you for your patience. And next week, I think we're going to be talking about pendulums. It seems like kind of a fun topic for next week. So if you have a pendulum and you're tuning into the show, bring your pendulum with you, and we'll do some work on pendulum. And I'll also be doing some yes and no answers next week. So follow me here. Follow me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. And you can email me at byebyebutterfly@hotmail.com. That's byebyebutterfly@hotmail.com. Thanks so much, guys, and have a wonderful week. Talk to you soon.